From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary McIntyre. An analysis for the Associated Press shows Missouri consumers next year will have dramatically fewer choices in health insurance markets created by President Barack Obama's overhaul launched in 2014. The analysis by Avalier Health finds Missouri among just 8 states with only one participating insurer in most of its counties. The analysis shows that next year, 84% of the counties will have just one insurer. Sign up starts November 1st and ends January 31st. The city of Columbia is being sued by a Tipton-based internet, telephone, and television provider over the name and logo of the city's bus system, Como Connect. Como Electric formed ComoCom in 2011 to offer services to its mid-Missouri area. ComoCom began offering these services under the brand name Como Connect. The lawsuit says the city's trademark has caused confusion among ComoCom consumers. ComoCom's attorney, Jeffrey Simon, says it became necessary to file the lawsuit in order to protect the company's trademark and brand in the mid-Missouri area.
Because we were not able to get things worked out with the city of Columbia, we had no choice but to seek the help of the federal court to get that done.
Columbia Community Relations Director Steven Stapp says the city cannot comment on a pending lawsuit. An Ashland, Missouri resident is running as an independent write-in candidate for the Missouri seat in the U.S. Senate. Patrick Lee moved to Missouri when he was 8 years old and attended the University of Missouri to study government. He has never run for elected office. His campaign platform revolves around, quote, no more kicking the can. Lee says he believes Congress has been avoiding important issues. In a symbolic effort, Lee has handcuffed a paint can to his wrist throughout the campaign. He says he understands his chances of winning are slim.
If I was only going to do this knowing that I would win, then I wouldn't have started. I wanted to influence the debate.
Lee says he wants to inspire people to ask more questions during elections. Some Fulton residents will pay more on their property taxes this year due to an accounting error. Callaway County Clerk Denise Hubbard made the mistake by using the county tax rate instead of the city tax rate. For every $100,000 of appraised value, a resident's tax would increase by $4.46. Fulton Western District County Commissioner Doc Kritzner says it's not the mistake that's the problem, but the extra charge.
It's significant in the fact that we as elects and everybody hate to overcharge anybody and have a person pay more than they should have.
The city held an emergency meeting on Tuesday morning to discuss their options and decided to keep the tax for 2016. Residents will be reimbursed in the 2017 tax season with a lower property tax level to compensate. I'm Mary McIntyre, KBIA News, Columbia.